Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Vav, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanon. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Moshe Aaron ben Toba Esther, Meir Shalom Yitzchak ben Yuta Chaya, and Chaim Simcha ben Shoshana Rala. Zok de Gemara. So we're continuing to discuss the halakos of Bame Madlikin uBame E Madlikin. The last Gemara brought a pasuk in Eicha, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi Noshisi Toiva, that Yirmiyo Hanavi describing the severity of the Tkufa of the Churban said, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, my soul was removed. It was very, very distant from peace. Nashisi Toiva, I forgot what Toiva even is. And the Gemara said, my Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, what specifically was Yirmiyo Hanavi referring to? Amar Rabavo said, Zu Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos. And this is, of course, based on the idea that Hadlokas Neros on Shabbos is related to Shalom. The Gemara said that if a person has enough money to buy either Neros for Shabbos or Kiddush Hayoyim, or even Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Adif. And the reason is because Ner Shabbos is Mishum Shalom Beisai, and Gadol HaShalom, like the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, there's nothing that's more important than Shalom. There's an association between Neroi Shabbos and Shalom, and it's a Mefurash Gemara. Again, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Mai Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Amar Abavo, Zuhad Lokas Ner B'Shabbos. Either way, the Gemara is going to continue with this very, very subtle digression with some Divrei Agada, and then the Gemara is going to take a left turn and get really technical. But for now, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Asher, says the Gemara, who's a real Asher? Who's a real Gevir? Kol sheyesh lo nachas ruach ba'ashroi, Divrei Rameir. Someone that has a nachas ruach from his Ashirus, says Rameir, he's the real Asher. Says Rashi, what does it mean, nachas ruach ba'ashroi? Sameach bechelkoi imaat imrav. Of course, Rameir is saying what Ben Zoyma said in the beginning of the fourth parak in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu Asher, Sameach Bechelko, he says Rashi, Rameir was saying the same thing, albeit in a slightly different nusach. Simin Memtes Kuf Samach. Rab Tarfin says, Eze Washer, Kol Sheyesh Le Kuf Kromim. Rab Tarfin actually laid out exactly what the criteria are, what a person's personal financial statements have to look like if he's going to be considered an usher. Number one, he has to have 100 vineyards. Number two, Umeya Sadeh's 100 fields, but Kuf Avodim Shoivdim Bem, and 100 slaves that are working in those fields. What comes to mind, of course, is the Braisa in Mesechtes Kala, where the Braisa says about Rav Tarfin, Amru Olav al Rav Tarfin Shahoyer Asher Gadol. He wasn't just an Asher. He himself was an Asher Gadol. Either way, Rav Tarfin was a shtickle of maven on Ashirus, and here Rav Tarfin laid out quite surprisingly, quite specifically, what it means. Ezeu Asher. I mean, Chazal said, Ezeu Asher Asamech Bechelko. Rav Tarfin said, no, a Gvir is someone that has 100 of this, 100 of that, 100 of these. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Rabbi Akiva is a third shita. He said, Ezeu Asher, Kol Sheyesh Le Isha Na'a B'Maisim. Someone that has a wife that's Na'a B'Maisim, he's an Asher. And the Marsha explains, very simple. A person could be a Samech Bechelko from today till tomorrow, but if his wife is not Samech Bechelko, he's not going to be an Asher, because at the end of the day, even if he doesn't have to work hard for himself, he's going to have to work hard for his wife. Says Rabbi Akiva, Kol sheyesh le isha na'e b'maisim. If a person has a wife that's also na'e b'maisim, she's also samech b'chelkoi, it's only then that's going to be possible. The Marsha adds that Rabbi Akiva himself was a beneficiary of an isha that was na'e b'maisim. Rabbi Akiva was married to the daughter of Kalba Savua, yet Bas Kalba Savua gave up all the wealth of her father's home. Her father made a neder that she can't have any ana. She was willing to walk away from everything. Talk about being samech b'chelka. She walked away from everything so that she should be able to be married to Rabbi Akiva. And when Rabbi Akiva came back after learning in yeshiva for 24 years and he had 24,000 talmidim and his wife was trying to come to the front and everybody was pushing, and what did Rabbi Akiva say? Shavkua sheli v'shelochem shelohu. Everything that I have, everything that you have, it all belongs to her. So Rabbi Akiva says the Marsha was himself a beneficiary of a isha that was na b'maisim. This is on a certain level. Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa, he said, Ezo asher, kol sheyesh le isha na b'maisim. Rabbi Yosi is the fourth shita. He said, kol sheyesh le beis akisei, Samuch l'shulchanai. So we take for granted that we have a beis akisei samuch l'shulchanai. Once upon a time, it wasn't always like that. And as a result, Rabbi Yossi said, Ezo Asher, kol sheyesh lebeis akisei samuch l'shulchanai. So again, Ezo Asher. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hasameach bechelkoi. The rest of the story is this Gemara right here. Shabbos chafei amedeis. Remeir says, Sameach bechelkoi. Rabbi Tarfin says, 100 of this, 100 of that, 100 of these. Rabbi Akiva said, kol sheyesh leisha na b'maisim. You have a wife who's sameach bechelka. Rabbi Yossi said, if someone has a beis akisei samach lo shulchanai, he's the one that's considered an asher. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Allah zoimer, im madlikin bitzari. So returning to our regular program, which is bameh madlikin, ubameh im madlikin. Says Rabbi Shimon, Allah zoimer, nabraisa, you're not allowed to use balsam oil. So that's a certain type of oil, comes from a balsam plant. You're not allowed to use that for Neiroi Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my time, Amar Rabbi said, because it smells really, really good. We're concerned that the person may take some of the oil. Says Rashi, so what? Let's say, as the fire is burning, you take a little bit of oil. So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Masechtas Beya that says, "Hanoisin shemel aner." If somebody adds oil to a ner, he's chayiv mishum maver. And if someone's mistapik, if somebody takes oil from a ner, he's chayiv mishum mechaba. So the gzeir is not shemayata. The gzeir is not that you might come to violate loisavaru esh b'chol moish v'yseichem b'yem hashabbos. It's the antithesis of that. It's a gzeira shemayichaba. The point is, you may come to Chil Shabbos Deiraisa. So it's for that reason, Rabbah said, Rab Shimon ben Elazar said, "E madlikin bitzari." Amalei Abaya, but Abaya told his Rebbe, Rabbah, "Vale mamar." Why didn't Rebbe say better? Mipnesha huaf. He should have said that the reason you're not allowed to light a fire with tzari is because the fire that comes from this oil is a very volatile fire. It's very wild, and as a result, it's dangerous. And I think what Abaya was saying was, number one, you're getting involved in the issue of sakana, chamira sakanta meisur. So anytime something could be aser mishum iser veheter and aser mishum sakana, counterintuitively, sakana is considered more chomer. Chamira sakanta meisura. You don't go baser roiv and chazaka and maybe sfex feika and even bittel beroiv when it comes to sugyas of sakana. So if there's an issue of sakana, then he should have said that that's the reason. Because if that's the case, it takes on a special stringency in halacha. V'oy, the Rashba says that if the reason in madlikim betzari would be mipnei shuaf, then not only would it be aser erev Shabbos, it'd be aser on a Tuesday also. If it's shemi yichabas, you can be mechaba on Tuesday. You just can't be mechaba on Shabbos. But if it's for that reason, either way, so Rabbi said in madlikim betzari, my timer, you may come with a mechaba. Abaya said, I think it's more simple. Mipnei shuaf says the Gemara, and Rabbi told Abaya, I happen to agree with you. Chadav oid kamer, chadav mipnei shuaf. Oid gzeira shemi yistapik b'menu. There's two reasons. Says the Gemara on the topic of the physical, wild nature of Shemen Tzari. The Gemara tells a story. Ahicha Masa, there was a Shviger. Davisnius Lalikalasa, she wasn't very fond of her daughter-in-law, Amrullah. So one day she decided that she's going to set her up. So she says, Zil Ikshit B'mishchad Afarsama, go take Shemen Afarsama in this balsam oil and smear it on your body. Once upon a time, this was common. You find the Megillas Esther, Shisha Chadashim B'Shemen Amar. So this is what women used to do, says the Gemara. She was a good daughter-in-law. Azla ikshit. She listened. He asked us when she came back. Amrullah, the Shviga said, there's just one more thing I want you to do. Zil itli shraga. I want you to go light a fire. Azla itla shraga. Inpechba nura. A little bit of a spark went on her, on the oil that was on her. Go for achlasa, and it consumed her, and it destroyed her. Either way, so the Gemara says, on the topic of balsam oil, I'll tell you a story about a Shviga and a Shnir. Now, the truth is, this idea of mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law not always being so fond of each other, and you know, maybe sometimes to the point of Hahicha Masa da Havasniya Lalakalasa, she literally hated her daughter-in-law. This is something that is Nogeya lehalacha. In fact, it's a Mishnah. A Mishnah at the very end of Masechtas Yevamos in the sugyas of Eidos Isha, where the halacha is that if a woman hasn't heard from her husband, Isha Shahalach Baila the Medina said, yeah, so she has the status of an aguna. And Mishum aguna, Akilu Bei Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said that there are certain kulas that we're willing to issue. One of them is that even an Eid Echad that comes and says, Eidos, that I saw this man and he died, even though usually you don't believe in Eid Echad, Dover, Dover, Mi Mama, this is a Dovish of Erev, there's no reason you should believe in Eid Echad. But in the context of Eidos Isha, there's an incredible kula. We believe the Eidos of an Not only do we accept the testimony of an Eid Echad, but even people that ordinarily would be Pasul Eidus, we accept it. Meaning everybody is Kashul Eidus when it comes to Eidus Isha. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. There's a Mishnah. A Mishnah, Yavamas Kufi Zayinam and Avda mentions a few people that are Pasul Eidus Isha. Says the Mishnah, Hakul Nemanim La'idah. Everybody is Neman when it comes to Eidus Isha. Chutz, Mecha Moisa. There's five exceptions. The first one is the Shviger. We don't trust the Shviger. And the reason is because we're afraid that she may be setting up her daughter. Maybe really this man is alive and she wants her to go get married and she's going to have a child and we're going to find out the child was a manzer. So Chamoisa has no nemanus even by Eidos Isha. That's the ultimate insult. That's like saying that we don't trust you whatsoever because we think for sure you're going to try to set your daughter up, just like in this dramatic story here in Shabbos Dav Chav Vav Amar Aleph. The point is, this is something that impacts Halacha. Says the Gemara, we darshan the pasuk earlier in Eicha. Yirmiyo wrote, Eicha v'tiznach misholim nafshi nashi sitoiva. We're talking a little bit about this balsam oil. Says the Gemara, another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyo. It says, U'midaloi sa'aretz, hishin nevuzradon rav tabachim l'karmin u'liyoigvim. So nevuzradon was to Nebuchadnezzar like Eichmann was to Hitler. He was the Sarat HaBochem. He was the chief executioner. And the pasuk says that there were certain people that he allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Who were they? They were the Karmim and the Yoigvim. So literally, Karmim and Yoigvim are people that worked the vineyards, they're wine pressers. But the Gemara says, Tani Rav Yosef, that the drush is really something else. Elul, these were Malakte Afarsamayim. These were the people that used to be Malakte, the Afarsamayim plant, from which this balsam oil comes. They would work Me'en Gedi, the Adra Masa. Who were the Yoigvim? Elul Tzayadi Chilazin. These were the people that used to catch the Chilazin. And where were they? They were in the Sulamais, the heights. Shaltsur, the Ad Haifa, all the way to Haifa. By the way, this is another Gemara which mentions one of the simonim of the Chilazin. So in the whole Tchelis debate, something that we spoke about when we learned Mesachtes Menaches and Perak. Katrelis is actually going to come up now again in the coming dafin, but in the whole debate of Chilazin, so again, there are many clues that the Rishonim and the Achronim used to try to determine what exactly the Chilazin was. So the Gemaras are scattered around. This is one of them. The Tzayadei Chilazin, where were they? They were from the Sulamis of Tzur down to Haifa. So at least geographically, it gives us a little bit of an idea of where exactly the Chilazin might be. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. So again, back to the topic of Bameh Madlikin, Ubameh E Madlikin. E Madlikin B'Tevel Tameh B'Chol. A person is not allowed to make a fire using Tevel that's Tameh even during the weekday. So what's Tevel? Tevel is Tfuah from which you didn't give Chumas and Maisos. If somebody has Tevel that's Tameh, you're not allowed to use it as fire, even during the week. Which is just another way of saying that Tevel Tomei is Aser Bahanah. The Gemara will explain. You certainly can't use it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use Neft Lavon during the week. You're certainly not allowed to use it on Shabbos. So we said two halachas. Number one, you can't use Tevel Tomei. You can use Neft Lavon. You can use them during the week. You can't use it for Shabbos. Especially Neft Lavon, I understand why you're not allowed to use Nefneshu off, because it's a volatile fire, similar to the Tzori that we had earlier. So you can't use it on Shabbos. You can't use it during the week. Avol Tavel Tomei, my time. But why can't you use Tevel Tomei? What's the big deal? On my Kra, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, we had this drasha yesterday, Vani hine nesati l'chaos mishmeres tru moisai. B'shtei trumas akasam edabe, achas trumat tahayra, v'achas trumat temeya. And this was the Makar, that a Kohen is allowed to benefit from Truma Tmeya. Even though he's not allowed to eat Truma Tmeya, he's allowed to benefit from it. What does it mean he's allowed to benefit from it? He has a mitzvah to burn it. It means that while he's burning it, he could have hanah from it. But we learn another halacha from this, and that is, just like Truma Tahira, that you're allowed to eat, the Kohen is. When's he allowed to eat from it? Once he's mafresh Truma. But before he's mafresh Truma, it's Tevel. Even the Kohen's not allowed to eat from it. Even a Kohen's not allowed to eat Tevel. A kohen's allowed to eat truma, but even a kohen is not allowed to eat tevel. So just like the truma tahira is ein l'chaba ela mishas harama, it becomes mutter b'achila once you mafresh truma. Av truma temeya ein l'chaba ela mishas harama ve'elach. So too the truma temeya only becomes mutter b'hana mishas harama ve'elach. Meaning, just like truma tahira is mutter b'achila once you mafresh truma, but before you mafresh truma, it's asa b'achila because it's tevel. Tevel's asa b'achila. So too truma temeya becomes mutter b'hana mishas harama ve'elach. But before your mafresh truma, it's aser bahanos. You see from here that tevel, that's tomei, is aser bahanos. Tosfos discusses dibra maskel emalikim tevel tomei. If this iser hana of tevel tomei is true for all hana, or it's only true for hanas kiloi, a hana where the thing is being consumed while you're benefiting from it. In the world of Hana, not all Hanois were created equally. So there's a Hana where I benefit from something, but the thing itself that I'm benefiting from isn't consumed. It's there just the way it was always there. If I smell besamim and I'm having hana from it, kol haneshama tahalokah, my neshama is even having hana from it. So the thing itself that I'm smelling doesn't go away. It's not mitigated. It's not diminished in any way. But sometimes you can benefit from something that's called hana askiloi. So if the makar to the iser hana of tevel is you can't be madlik with it, when you're madlik shemen, it's consumed. It's hana askiloi. Sometimes it discusses what about hana that's not kilo. Either way, goof. So Rav Shimon Elazar says, "Ei madlik in betzari." You're not allowed to be madlik with tzari. V'chein hoy Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Ben Elazar used to say, "Tzari eino yela sraf may atzei haktav." What is tzari? It's sraf. It's sap that comes from atzei haktav. Comes from this balsam plant. This comment of Rav Shimon Elazar is eerily similar to what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. He's saying, "Pita maktayres." In Yana de Yoyma, sorry, Eina Yalasraf, Hanoitev me atze aktaf. This is not Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's Rav Shimon Elazar. Sorry, Eina Yalasraf, me atze aktaf. It's the same difference. Now Rashi says that why Rav Shimon Elazar add this line? Sorry, Eina Yalasraf, me atze aktaf. Rav Shimon Elazar, Eime, Eim adlikim et sorry. You want to know what sorry is? Eina Yalasraf, me atze aktaf. So one shot Rashi says, just as an FYI, we're talking so much about sari, I might as well tell you what sari is. But Rashi says another pshat. Rashi said that this is the time of the krah. You want to know why ein madlikim et sari? It's because sari eino yelo sraf, hanoitev meyatzei aktav. So what? Says Rashi, if that's the case, it's similar to zephes. Zephes was one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah that ein madlikin by. So if that's what sari is similar to zephes. You can't be madlik with zephes. You won't be able to be madlik with sari either. If that's the case, says Rashi, it comes out we have three reasons why you're not allowed to use sari. If you're keeping score at home. Number one, we had Rabbah. Rabbah said, why you're not allowed to use sari miptoshe reichoy noidev? Because it smells so good. We're afraid you may take some of the oil. And if you take oil from a burning candle, it's mechaba. Abayas said, it's because it's so volatile. The story with the shviger and the daughter-in-law, it's dangerous. And that's why you can't take it for Shabbos, you can't even use it during the week. Rav Shimon ben Elazar himself in the Braisa seems to be giving another reason, and that is the reason you can't use tzari is because what is tzari? Eino yela sraf me atzei haktof. If that's the case, it's similar to zephes, whatever exactly that is. And being that it's similar to zephes, and zephes was mentioned in the Mishnah as a madlikin, you wouldn't be able to use this either. So again, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the first Tana mentioned in this Braisa who said ein madlikin betzari. Rav Shmuel ben Raik, Oyemir Rav Shimon Baikus. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Call yoitz ben eitz, anything that comes from eitz, whether it comes from a tree or it comes from a plant, the byproduct of eitz is also something you're not allowed to be madlik with." Rabbi Shmuel ben Broiko, not only can't you use something that comes from an eitz, you can only use something that comes from a fruit. Rabbi Tarfin says, not only could you only use something from a fruit, but not even from every fruit. Only if it comes from a zayas. Zayas is a fruit. You make a butter pre eitz on a zayas, but only something that comes from a zayas, meaning only shemen zayas for ladies. So Rabbi Yechon ben Uri was present when all this was going on. So sometimes we get some insight, a little behind the scenes of what was going on when the Tanan were discussing certain halachas. Why Chazal chose to give us this peek into what went on behind the scenes in certain halachas versus others, you have to know. But this is one of the cases where Chazal shared with us some of the drama. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri overhears this, he's sitting and he stands up, but Omer, and he said, I don't understand. You're telling me that the only way you're allowed to light candles Friday night is if you use Shemen Zayas, Ein Madlikin Ela B'Yotzim and Apri, Ein Madlikin B'Yotzim and Ha'etz. You're being very machmer. Why? Practically speaking, you're going to make it very difficult for people to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because ma yasu anshi bavel. What should the people in Babylonia do? She'ein lam el Hashem shum shum. All they have is sesame oil. Uma yasu anshi modai. She'ein lam el Hashem ha'goizim and modai. All they had was nut oil. Uma yasu anshi Alexandria. In Alexandria, Egypt, all they had was Hashem etznoin. It's radish oil. Uma yasu anshi kaputkia. She'ein lam loikach v'loikach. Elo neft. All they have is neft. Elo. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri said, don't start being machmer. Don't make it more challenging for Yidden to be mekayim the mitzvah. Rather, ein loch ela mash amru chacham madlikin. You want to know what you're not allowed to use? Whatever the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to use. The Mishnah said, "Ba'man madlikin ba'me'im madlikin." The Mishnah gave us a list. Whatever's in that list, you're not allowed to use. By the way, madlikin b'shem and dogun b'itshon. However, I happen to
be a little more makel, I hold you can use Shem and Dagen, and you can use Itcher. Shem and Shizuri. I mean, Shem and Shizuri is another Shita. Madligib Shem and Pekuois, you're allowed to use Shem and Pekuois. That's the Shem of certain melons, Ubeneft. Sumchas, I'm a Sumchas at Kalyaitzim and Abbas, Emadligimbai. Any fuel that's made from a byproduct of meat, you're not allowed to use. Elab Shem and Dagen, with the exception of Dagen. Dagen is a type of basar. In Halach, it's always a Shaila. Is Dai considered basar? Is it not considered basar? Here, it's a little mashma like it is. But you're not allowed to use a Yaitzim and a basar with the exception of Shem and Dagim. Dagim is basar, and the Shem and Dagim is something you're allowed to use. Either way, there was a whole bunch of shitas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael ben Broiko. We had Rabbi Tarfin, we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we had Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, we had Sumchas. So there's a whole bunch of different shitas. And the Gemara asks one question on the aforementioned discussion, and that is, Sumchas, Hainu Tanakama. I think Sumchas and the Tanakama is the same shita. Now, there was no real Tanakama. So Rashi says that what the Gemara means when it says Tanakama, it's referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was the one that was Amad al Ragav. He gave a dramatic plea for what he thinks. He said, what are the people in Bavel and in Madai and in Kapuki and all these different places going to do? So what did he say? What are you not allowed to use? So he said, you can't use anything the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah that you're not allowed to use. However, you are allowed to use Shem and Dagen. What did Sumcha say? Now, Rashi says that if you go back to the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak, it says you're not allowed to use Chalev. Chalev is the basar that somebody would ordinarily use for fuel. Meaning, when Sumcha said, Ella b'shem and dogen, essentially, he's not saying anything different than what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, you can't use anything I was using the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can't use meat, because the Mishnah said you can't use chaylev. But he added, umadlikim b'shem and dogen. You could use dogen. So, Frank the Gemara, isn't Sumchis and the Tanakama the same Shita? So the Gemara says, ikabeinayu derabruna amarav aloy mesaymi. This is the second time we had this. You have to say, the nafkamina would be, is it okay to use chaylev that's been liquefied? If you add a little bit of shemen, being that chaylev nimayach is something that really shouldn't be aser, it's only aser gzeira, you might use regular chaylev, and in this case you added a little bit of the shemen that you are allowed to use, some of the bameh madlikin shemen, not the bameh ir madlikin shemen. So in this case, where you have the taruvas, it should maybe be okay. Rab Bruna said in the name of Rab, it is okay. The bottom line is, this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumchis, which is not clear what the machloikis is, they were arguing in that halacha. Are you allowed to take this shemen or this chel of nimayach, add a little bit of good shemen? One held yeah, one held no. Who held yeah and who held no? That's not clear. This is the second time we had this. What was the first time we had it? First time we had it was on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, referring back to the first Mishnah, because in the Mishnah, the Gemara said there would seem to be two shitas that are really one. The Tanakhama said that you're not allowed to use chelev. Nachum Amadi said you could use chelev mevushal, and the Chachamim said no, you can't use chelev. It doesn't matter if it's mevushal or if it's ain't mevushal. So the Gemara said the Tanakhama and the Chachamim are the same shita. The Gemara said ikibenayu de Rabruna Marav. So again, Rabruna Marav's comment is really a machlokes tanam. Which tanam? The Tanakhama and the Chachamim in the first mission in the parak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumchis in this brisa over here. Who holds what? That's a mystery. That's something we don't know. Zok the Gemara Tanya. So the Gemara now is going to take a little bit of a left turn, and the Gemara is going to change topics and discuss something which at first glance seems to be completely unrelated to what it is we're talking about, and that is halachos of tumah v'tahiras. Again, there's a lot of sugyas of tumah v'tahira. Tahiras is one of the shisha sidrei mishnah. We don't have gemara on tahiras. The only mesechta that we have is mesechtas nida. But other than mesechtas nida, we don't have gemara on tahiras. But there are gemaras scattered around that talk about different halachas of tumah v'tahira in shas. And most of the sugyas are different. Meaning different sugyas, you get into tumah v'tahira, but you're attacking it from a different angle. This gemara is going to discuss the laws of tumah that relate to a beged. So we know that wood could become tameh, matches could become tameh, cheres could become tameh. The Chachamim said that zchuchis glass could also become tameh. They made the takana, was it 80 years before the Churban, or maybe it was earlier, or maybe it was after some of the Gemaras that we saw in the Yudches Dvarim. But one of the things that can become tameh is a beged. So the Gemara is going to discuss now some of the specific halachos as it relates to Tumas beged. Tanya, Rav Shimon Allah said, anything, any beged, that was made from material that comes from either a tree or a plant, ain't by mishum shalish al shalish. It's not subject to the laws of shalish al shalish. That's number one. Number two, umesachichem by, you're allowed to use this at tzchach. The exception to what I just said Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, is chutz mipishtan, flax, pishtan, linen. That's the one exception to the rule. So number one, what's shalish al shalish? Shalish al shalish means shalish etzbois al shalish etzbois. An etzba is the smallest shear that Chachamim worked with when they discussed size. So you're familiar with the tefach and the amma. The tefach is made up of four etzbois. So shalish etzbois is really 3/4 of a tefach. That's what shalish etzbois is. The significance of shalish etzbois in the laws of Tumah v'Tahara as it relates to a beged is the smallest chashiv shear of a beged is shalish etzbois al shalish etzbois. If you would have a beged, a piece of cloth that's less than shalish al shalish, it's not going to be makabel tumah. The smallest shear something could be, in order for it to be chashiv enough that it could be makabel tumah, would have to be 3 etzbois al 3 etzbois. So Shimon Elazar said that if you have a beged, it's made from material that comes from eitz. The halacha is, even if it's shalish al shalish, it's not going to be makabel tumah unless it's pishtan. Pishtan is linen, comes from flax, which is a plant. So if you have that type of beged, a pishtan beged, then if it's gimel al gimel, then it will be makabel tumah. But otherwise, the halacha is, it won't be makabel tumah even if it's shalish al shalish. Additionally, another halacha that's true for kol ayotze min ha'etz chutz mipishtan u'mesachichem bay. You'd be able to use anything that's yotze min ha'etz ha'tzchach with the exception of pishtan. And that's because in order for something to be kosher at tzchach, it needs to meet two criteria. It has to check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be gedulim min ha'aretz. This is a mishnah in the first parak of Masach Tesukah. Number two, it has to be a dover that's not mekabel tumah. So if it doesn't grow from the ground and... or it's not mekabel, it is mekabel tumah, it's not okay. It has to be gedulim in ha'aretz, number one, and it has to be ein mekabel tumah, number two. Being that a yoytzim in ha'etz is ein by mishum sholish al sholish, it's for that reason, mesachichim boy. Because it comes out, it's not mekabel tumah. Chutz min ha'pishton, pishton is mekabel tumah. Being that pishton is mekabel tumah, so it's for that reason, ein mesachichim boy. So pishton is an anomaly. You have kol ha'yoytzim in ha'etz, and then you have pishton. The gabi two halachas. Number one, the tumas beged of sholish al sholish, and number two, with regards to whether or not you can use it as chach. Amr Abaye. So Abaye said, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, this Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, Amr Dover Echad. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is really the same shita as a tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, hadamar, tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, who is this tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael? Mayhi, the tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, they taught in the yeshiva v'Rabbi Yishmael, hoi v'never begotten v'Torah stam. It says the word beged in the Torah stam many times. There's many times in the Torah where the Torah uses the word beged and it doesn't clarify what type of beged we're referring to. Rashi gives a few examples. Dibur ha-maskel, hoi v'never begotten v'Torah. Second Rashi on the Yom. Keep going. But Tumas Shrotzim, it says that if a beged comes in contact with a sheretz, it becomes tummy. It doesn't say anything about what type of beged. Tumas Meis, Dichsibet Tumas Shrotzim, my beged, Ube Meis, Vechol beged, Vechem Beshichva Zera. If Shichva Zera goes on a beged, it's metamet. It doesn't say what type of beged. Ube Tzitzis, it says Al Kanfei Bigdeim. It doesn't say what type of beged. It says many times in the Torah uses the word beged, and we have no information. What was this beged made out of? Was it made out of wool? Was it made out of cotton? Was it made out of linen? We know nothing about it. Said Rabbi Shmuel, being that it says so many times in the Torah, begodim, without explaining part of the Chakos of Echadim, and there's one time the Torah does explain it. Semeru Pishtin. We'll see, it's not just one, it's two, but it's one sugya in the parsha of Tumas Negoim. The Torah says, "Va'beged kiyah by negat zaras, ve'beged semer, oy be'beged pishtin." So it starts off talking about a beged, which is all inclusive. Va'beged kiyah by negat zaras, and then the Torah says, "Be'beged semer." Or the beged pishtim. Then we get specific, and the Torah tells us what type of beged we're referring to. So all over the Torah, it just says the word beged without explaining what it is. And one place the Torah was parat l'chad that it's referring to semeru pishtim. We learn from there malahal and semeru pishtim, just like there means semeru pishtim. I've called semeru pishtim. So too, every time it says beged semeru pishtim. What's Abaye saying? Abaye saying the reason Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that anything that's yoytze min ha'etz or anything that is a byproduct of a plant, you make a beged from it, it's gimel ha-gimel, the halacha is, it won't be mekabel tumah with the exception of pishtim, is because Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds like tamid v'Reb Yishmael, that the only time a beged becomes tamay is if it's tzemer u pishtim. Because we know that even though the Torah uses the word Beged Stam throughout, but at the same time, one time Parloch HaKos of Tzemer U'Pishtin, and we learn from the Malahal and Tzemer U'Pishtin, I've called Tzemer U'Pishtin. So only a Beged that's made of Tzemer U'Pishtin could be Mekabel Tumah. So if only a Beged that's made of Tzemer U'Pishtin could be Mekabel Tumah, if you have a Beged now that's Shal Shal Shalosh, and you want to know if it's Mekabel Tumah, there's only two ways it could ever be Mekabel Tumah. If it's either Tzemer, or if it's Pishtin. Tzemer is not Yoytze Min Ha'etz. So the only example of something that's Yoytze Min Ha'etz that would be Mekabel Tumah is Pishtin. So it says Abaya, Rav Shimon Elazar, who said that in the world of things that come from Eitz, the only one that's Mekabel Tumah, the only one that has Tumah's Gimel HaGimel, is Pishtin, is essentially Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the only time a beggar can be Mekabel Tumah is if it's Tzemer or Pishtin. That's essentially what Rav Shimon Elazar said. Now, Rav Shimon Elazar didn't say anything about Tzemer. Rav Shimon Elazar only spoke up, talked about Pishtin. Why? Why didn't he say anything about Tzemer? Because he was talking specifically about things that are Yoytze Min Ha'etz. Tzemer doesn't come from an Eitz. Wool doesn't grow on trees. So being that Tzemer doesn't come from an Eitz, so for that reason he didn't say anything about Tzemer. He only spoke about Pishtin. Because he wasn't talking about all Begadim. He was talking about Begadim that come from something that comes from an Eitz. If the only two types of Begadim that could be Mekabel Tumah, Tzemer or Pishtin, only Pishtin is the one that comes from Eitz. So that's why he said from anything that's Yoytze Min Ha'etz, the only one that can be Mekabel Tumah is the only one that can be Mekabel Tumah Pishtin. Now why was he only talking about Dvarim that are Yoytze Min Ha'etz? Why didn't he say that Tzemer could also be Mekabel Tumah? So Rashi says, because if you remember, Rav Shimon Elazar was saying two halachas. He said halach in the Hilchas Tumah. He also said halach in Hilchas Sukkah. He said, you can't use tzemer as chach, because it's not gedulei min ha'aretz. So being that he was saying a halacha that's negeya both Tumas Beged and negeya chach, for that you have to be yoytze min ha'aretz. The only material where it's going to be negeya, his halacha was Pishtin. But Enochinami, the Yisoid of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the same as Rabbi Yishmael. And that is, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that Tumas Beged is Nesuyim to only Tzemer and Pishtim. Why? It says in the Torah Beged. How do you know only wool and linen? It's because one time the Torah specifically says that Beged means Tzemer or Pishtim. Where is that with regards to Tumas Negayim? And Hayulu Parlucha Kasa Be'echon Mehem, we learn Malahalon Semeru Pishtin, Af called Semeru Pishtin. Rava argued with Abaya. Rava Omar. Rava said, I don't agree with you, Abaya. I don't think Rav Shimon Elazar was saying the same thing as Rav Yishmael. Meaning, you're saying that Rav Shimon Elazar holds that only a Beged of Semeru Pishtin can be Mekabel Tumah. But if you have a Beged, it's not Semeru Pishtin, it won't be Mekabel Tumah. I don't think Rav Shimon Elazar said that. Because look at Rav Shimon Elazar's Lashon. He said, Kolayoytze Min Ha'etz, Ein by Mishum Shalosh Al Shalosh. He said that minimum shear, that chiddush, that if a beggar is so small, it's only three etzbayis or three etzbayis, ordinarily can be Mekabel Tumah, that he said is not true for Yoytze Min Ha'etz, Chutz Mi Pishtan. He never said there's no Tumas Begadim at all for something that's Yoytze Min Ha'etz, Chutz Mi Pishtan. So says Rava, if the beggar would be bigger, if it was Shloisha Al Shloisha, so to add a wrinkle to the confusion of the daf, there's a difference between Shalosh al Shalosh and Shalosh al Shalosh. Shalosh al Shalosh is 3 etzbayis al 3 etzbayis, that's the smaller share. Shalosh al Shalosh is 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, that's the larger share. But Rava said, I think Shalosh al Shalosh b'shar begadim, it can be now. That would be a difference between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is slay. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he only said that the only time it's true that only Pishtim, that's if it's such a small beged, it's only Shalosh al Shalosh. But what if the beged would be bigger? What if it would be Shalosh al Shalosh? Then it would be Mekabel Tumah. According to Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, even if it's Shloisha al Shloisha, if it's not Semeru Pishtim, it's not called Beged. If it's not called Beged, it won't be Mekabel Tumah. Either way, we have a machloikas between Abaye and Rava, had to understand Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Where Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, according to Abaye, it's because he holds that the only time a beggar is Mekabel Tumah is if it's either Tzemer or Pishtin. That's something Rabbi Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad, they're saying the same thing. If that's the case, why do you only say Pishtin? What happened to Tzemer? Because he was talking about a Davar, Yoytze Min Ha'etz. But the Yisoid of Ashit is he holds only Tzemer or Pishtin can be Mekabel Tumah. And even though he said, Ein by Mishum Gimel Al Gimel, it sounds like maybe if it was a bigger share, it would be Mekabel Tumah. But he said it's Lav Dafka. Rava argued, Rava said no. Rava said Rabbi Shimon Elazar wasn't saying that only Pishtin is a Davar. davar yoytz min eitz that has tumas begadim. He said only pishtan is a davar yoytz min eitz that has tumas begadim if it's so small that it's only gimel atzbayis al gimel atzbayis. But if it would be bigger, if it would be shloisha al shloisha, it could be over there. Everybody would agree that it would be tumas. Says the gemara. But one thing is clear. One thing, there's no machlokes. The kuli amin miyos shloish al shloish betzemer upishtin metame bin agam. Everybody agrees that the smallest sheer beged to be metame. So if the beged's made of tzemer upishtin and it's shloish al shloish, everybody agrees that it would be mekabel tumah. Abaya, Rava, Tonadvei, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. There's no machlokes about that. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Beged. It says in the Torah regarding Tumas Beged. Eli Ela Beged. Shalish al Shalish Minai. How do you know if the Beged is so small that it's only three etzbayis, not three etzbayis? Talmud Loimer, Veha Beged. It could have said Beged. It said Veha, an extra vav, an extra hey. It's coming to teach me that even if it's so small, it's Shalish al Shalish, even then it'll be Mekabel Tumah. Now, how did the Chachamim come up with this number shalish al shalish? It's because aniyim would sometimes wear small begadim. They didn't have a lot of material, and the smallest beggar that even an ani would wear shalish al shalish. So the veha is coming to be marba even the beggar shal niyah. Says the gemara, ve'emel rabbi shloish al shloish. Maybe it's coming to be marba three tefachim or three tefachim. What's the significance of shloish al shloish? Because ashirim, the smallest beggar they would ever wear is shloish al shloish. So how do you know to be marba a beggar that's only chazi laniyim? Maybe be marba a beggar that's chazi laniyim and lashirim. So the gemara says lav kal v'chaymeru. You don't need a pasuk to be marba that a beggar that shloish al shloish is mekabel tumah. I know mekabel chaymer because hashil shesi ve'erev mitamo shloish al shloish mibayo. The Torah, when it talks about tumas negon, so it says zois toiras negot zaras beggar that samurai pishtin oyashesi oyha erev. It says clearly if you have the shesi thread or you have the erev thread, right? Shesi ve'erev. One goes horizontal, one goes vertical. If you have either one of those threads, the threads themselves are mekabel tumah. So Mara says, why would I need a pasuk that be marba a beggar that shloisha al shloisha that it's mekabel tumah? If the shesi in the erev, the thread is mekabel tumah. Of course, the beggar is mekabel tumah. But the Mara says, yachi ebazoy shloisha shloisha nami leizav mekabel chaymer. If I know that the shesi in the erev is mekabel tumah, then certainly the beggar that shloisha shloisha should be mekabel tumah. El the Gemara says shloisha shloisha. No, the chazi ben lashi ben lanim shloisha shloisha is a chashav a beggar. It's roy both for the ani and for the asher asi mekabel chaymer. Then I know from the mekabel chaymer shloisha shloisha. Shalosh is a small beggar. It's something that only the ani would wear, not the asher. That's not something I would know mikal v'chaymer. And therefore, time of the kasvei kra, I only know it because I have veha beggar a riboy a loy kasvei kra loy garmina mikal v'chaymer. But without that, I wouldn't know mikal v'chaymer. So the bottom line is, how do I know that if I have a beggar semer pishtin whatever? But the point is, the smallest sheer beggar to be mikal tumah shalosh al shalosh, meaning as long as it's a bezit that's chazu, even only laniim, that's enough for it to be. I know it from the word veha beged. Torah had to say beged, but it didn't have to say veha beged. The vav is extra and the hay is extra. From the extra vav and the extra hay, I learned even something that I could have thought maybe is not a beged is really a beged. And what is that? This very, very small beged that shalish al shalish. Says the Gemara of Emel Rabbi shloish al shloish b'shar begodim. So again, we have Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel that holds that the only time a beged is mekabel tumah if it's semer upishtin. We also have Reb Shimon ben Elazar who seemed to say something similar. Machloek is Abaye v'Rava, whether Reb Shimon ben Elazar is saying literally what Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel said or something similar to what Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel said. But the point is, there's certainly this shita in our sugya that holds that only a beged that's made of semer upishtin, even if it's a big shear, even if it's shloisha al shloisha, it's the shear that's chazi la'aniyim u'la'ashir. The only time it's mekabel tumah is if it's made of tzemer upishtin. I also have a vav and a hay that was marba something. And what did I use it to be marba? I was marba, if I have a beged, that's tzemer upishtin. And it's not chazi la'aniyim u'la'ashir, it's a smaller beged. It's only chazi la'aniyim, it's only shloisha al shloisha, even that would be included. Frank the Gemara, once I have a riboy, maybe I should be marba more. Ve'emel rabbi shloisha al shloisha b'shar begadim. Just like the veha of the word v'abeged is marba shalosh al shalosh of a beged of tamar upishtin, something I wouldn't know without a riboy. So maybe the riboy should also be marba a beged that shalosh al shalosh, even if it's shar begadim. I have no way of knowing shar begadim because it says tamar upishtin. I also have no way of knowing a beged that's gimel al gimel. The teretz is veha. So just like veha is marba where it's semeru pishtin, gimel al gimel, shalish al shalish al shalish al shalish, maybe the veha should also be marba, shloisha al shloisha, a more proper beged, even if it's not semeru pishtin. So says the Gemara of Ebel Rabbi Shloisha al Shloisha b'shar begodim on Makro. The pasuk says beged semeru pishtin, and we learn from there beged semeru pishtin in midi achrim di loy. But the Gemara says just because it says semeru pishtin, the imaki imut mishalish al shalish, like we said earlier, maybe semeru pishtin is coming to be memayik that if it's only gimelat spice al gimelat spice, that's where it's negayat semeru pishtin. Av shloisha al shloisha, but maybe if it's bigger, it's already shloisha al shloisha mitama because of the veha. Again, we're just asking the same question in different words, meaning I understand it says semeru pishtin, so you can't just recklessly be marba everything other than semeru pishtin. Because if you're being marba everything other than semeru pishtin from the veha, then why did Torah say semeru pishtin? The Torah says l'chapen afkamina if it's between gimel al gimel atzbois and gimel al gimel tvachin. I'm only being marba from the veha, says the Gemara, shloisha al shloisha of shar begadim. So says the Gemara, maybe I should be marba that. And for the Gemara, trei miyuti ksivi. Had it said semeru pishtim once in the Torah, I would hear. But it says semeru pishtim twice. It says beged semer, oibe beged pishtin. The point is, if you look inside, it's in vayikra perik yugimu pasuk mem zayin. Va beged kiya boi neged taras, but beged semer, oibe beged pishtin. And then several psukim later, vayikra perik yugimu pasuk nun tes. Zayis teres neged taras, beged atzemer, beged pishtin. So twice in the same parasha of Taras, it says Temeroi Pishtim. Why do you have to tell me twice? Chad Mamute Mishalosh HaSholosh V'chad Mamute Mishalosh HaSholosh. Not only does it not have the laws of Tumas Sholosh HaSholosh, but it doesn't have the laws of Tumas Shloisha HaSholosh either, so that even though I have the Veha, even though I have that Riboy, but at the same time, even though I have that Riboy, I'm only going to use it to be Marba Gimel Atzbois al Gimel Atzbois. I'm not going to use it to be Marba Gimel Tfachim al Gimel Tfachim Bishar Begadim. A little bit weiter. Says the Gemara, the Rav of the Amar, Shloisha al Shloisha, Bishar Begadim Ikebeinayu. So again, we had a machloikis between Abaye and Rav ahead to understand the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. According to Abaye, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shmuel, Amru Dover Echad. They both said that the only time you have Tumas Begadim is if the Begad is made of Tzemer Pishtin. If it's not made of Tzemer Pishtin, it's not subject to the laws of Tumas Begadim. Period. Never, ever. It doesn't matter if it's Gimel or Gimel, if it's Shloisha or Shloisha. It doesn't matter if it's 100 by 100. There's no Tumah. It's Xeris HaKasif. The only time you have Tumas Begadim is if the Begad is made of either Tzemer or Pishtim. That was the first halacha. That was Abayashita. Rava argued. Rava said that no. Rav Shimon Elazar was talking specifically about a Begad that was Gimel at Spice or Gimel at Spice. And there he said there's an idea of Pishtim only. But as it relates to a proper Begad that Shloisha or Shloisha, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even Shabbat Begadim would be Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Shmuel said, clearly, it's only Tzemeru Pishtin. Every time it says in the Torah the word Beged, it means Tzemeru Pishtin. But that's where Rava differed than Abaya, whereas in Abaya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel are saying the same thing. According to Rava, they're arguing. What's the machloikis? If you have a Beged that's Shloisha al Shloisha, it's not made of Tzemer, it's not made of Pishtin. Would it be Mekabel Tumah or would it not be Mekabel Tumah? So the Gemara says, L'Rav, Dama Shloisha Shloisha B'Shabar God, Demeke Bein Ayu, L'Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, Isle, Yatan of Rabbi Shmuel, Lesa. I mean, according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, you would have Tumah in that case. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you wouldn't. Shloisha Shloisha B'Shabar God, Demeke Bein Ayu, how does Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar know that this Tumah, B'Shar Begadim, where it's Shloisha Shloisha, doesn't the Torah continuously say Tzemeru Pishtin? So how would Rav Shimon ben Elazar know that? And by the way, you see Rav Shimon ben Elazar is buying into Tzemeru Pishtin, because if the Beged is Gimel al Gimel, meaning Shalish et Spice al Shalish et Spice, Rav Shimon ben Elazar agreed that there's no Tumah by anything that's Yoytzim and Eitz with the exception of Pishtin. So you see he's buying into where Rabbi Shmuel said that there's something about Tzemeru Pishtin when it comes to Tumas Begadim. So if that's the case, Frek the Gemara, how does he know Shloisha al Shloisha b'Shar Begadim? It's only a kash in Rava, not in Abaya. So the Gemara says, Nafka, he learns it from another pasuk. He learns it from the word oy. It says, oy beged, v'choyla she'yipa lola mehem b'moysam yitma, mikol kliyetz oy beged. So that pasuk is talking about Tumah, but it's talking about Tumah sheretz. A sheretz came in contact with a beged. And it says in the word Torah, the word oy beged, and from there I know Shloisha al Shloisha. The Tanya, in fact, it's a brights, a beged. Ain't the yellow beged, Shloisha al Shloisha b'shar begodim inayim. How do I know Shloisha al Shloisha b'shar begodim is subject to the laws of Tumah sheretz? Talmud loymar oy beged. From the word oy beged, I know. Vabaya. Hi, oy beged my avalei. According to Abaya, what do we do with the word oy beged? Abaya holds that according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there's never Tumas Begadim, Bishar Begadim, even if it's Shloisha al Shloisha. So what is Oy Beged coming to be married? According to Rava, it was coming to be marba shar begodim shloisha shloisha according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But according to Abaya, there is no such Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and there's no such Rabbi Yishmael. So why did the Torah have to write oy? So the Gemara says mi boyle le rabbi shloish al shloish bitzemeru pishtin de mitama bishrotzen. It's coming to tell me something that we already knew, but we. Which is that Tzemeru Pishtim, if the Beged is so small, it's only Gimelat Zbayis, Al Gimelat Zbayis, the Halacha is, it's Mitama Tumas Negad. How did I know that? From the Veha. But the Veha was in the parish of Tumas Negad. How do I know it's true for Shiratim as well? How do I know if a Sheretz falls on a Beged that's Gimelat Zbayis, Al Gimelat Zbayis, that you can have the same Halacha? Abaye said, I'm not comfortable using the Riboy in the parish of Negad, because Negad Luchud and Shiratim Luchud. Not all Tumah was created equally. There's so many nuances. So how do I know it for Tumas Begadim? So I have the Veha in the parish of Tumas Negam, and I have Oy Beged in the parish of Tumas Ratzim. Oy is to Tumas Ratzim, what the Veha was to Tumas Negam. Says the Gemara, V'Rava. Okay, Rava, good taina, Abaye is saying. Abaye is saying that you can't just rely on the Ribuy of Gimel Al Gimel that you had in the parish of Negam to learn Shratzim from there. I need a special for Shratzim. The Gemara said, no, Rava says, Goli Rechman Agabin Agav, what are the Shratzim? I need every parish in the Torah, wherever a Beged is subject to Tumah, the Torah is going to have to chazim. And what, by Thomas Macy, you're going to have to tell it to me again? And whatever, we know. We know now what the sheer minimum is for a Beged. Tzemer Pishon, if it's Gimel Atzbayis, I'll Gimel Atzbayis, I'll give him a Kabbal Tumah. Once the Torah said, Veha, in the parish of Negon, there's no reason it should be any different. In the parish of Tumah Shratzim, Abaya, why is Abaya not happy with that? Because it's like, Mifrach. No, they're not the same. Malu, Negon, first of all, in the Tami, you find by Tumas Negam the Shesi and the Erev, the threads themselves are Mekabel Tumah. You don't find anywhere that the threads could be Mekabel Tumah. If the Sheretz would come in contact with the thread, it doesn't say anywhere that it would be Mekabel Tumah. So you see already Negam and Shratzim are not the same. So once you see that Negam and Shratzim are not the same, so Abaye said, that's why you need a special Riboy. V'idach, Rava tain it back. Isokadaych Negam Chamiri. Rava said, I understand Abaye. If you're going to tell me that Negam is more Chamer, where do you see that it's more Chamer? It's more Chamer because it's Metamash by Shesi the Erev is Liftach Rachman Agabi Shratzim Velesi Negam Minayu. Then why did the Torah just write Oy Beged by Shratzim and it wouldn't have had to tell me Veha in the parish of Negam and I wouldn't learn Negam from Shratzim? But Manashach, he's telling me you can't learn Shratzim from Negayim because Negam is Mochamer. Then why did the Torah have to tell me Negam? Let it just say by Shratzim and not have to tell it to me by Negam. I'll learn Negam from Shratzim. So the Gemara says, "V'idach Abaye will tayna no negam mishratzim leyasu the ikul amifrach mal shratzim shekem etame bekadasha." Meaning, when Abaye said that you can't learn shratzim from negam, he didn't mean because negam is inherently more chamer than shratzim. That's not what he meant. What he meant to say is that negam has a chumra over shratzim. But by the way, shratzim happens to have a chumra over negam as well. Mal shratzim shekem etame bekadasha. The sheer tuma for shratzim is the adasha. You don't have that sheer when it comes to a sheretz to negam. Negam is a bigger share. So you see a chumah that Shratzim has over the Negam. The bottom line is, according to Abaye, there's nobody that holds that Shar Begadim other than Tzemeru Pishtin, even if it's Shloisha al Shloisha, would be Mekabel Tumah. If that's the case, Oy Beged can't be teaching me that, because nobody holds that. The word can't be teaching me Halacha, that's not true. So what is Oy Beged coming to teach me? What Veha was teaching me. Just like the Veha Beged taught me Gimel al Gimel in the parish of Tumas Negayim, Oy Beged teaches me Gimel al Gimel in the parish of Tumas Ratzim. Why do I need the Riboy for Tumas Negoim and the Riboy for Tumas Ratzim? Because the two parishes are different. Loi Roy Zeh, Kuroy Zeh. For Loi Roy Zeh, Kuroy Zeh. Tumas Negoim has a Chumra, it's Metamash Hasiv Erev. Tumas Ratzim has a Chumra, it's Metamah B'Kadasha. The two parishes are different. Rava felt that once I have a Gilui from one, I can use and learn the other. If that's the case, what's Oy Beged coming to teach me? This is Rav Shita. It's coming to teach me that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Beged, that's not Tzemeru Pishtin, that's Chazil Anim El Hashim, it's a more Chashav Beged, it's Shloisha Tvachim, Al Shloisha Tvachim, would be Mekabel Tumah. Either way, the topic of the second part of today's daf, which was very different than the topic of the first part of today's daf, was the sheet of the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel that says that every time it says in the Torah the word Beged, it means Dafka Tzemer and Dafka Pishtin. That's what it means. It means either Tzemer or Pishtin. It can never mean anything else. How do you know that? Because one time the Torah talks about a Beged, parish of Tumas Negam, and there it singles out Tzemer or Pishtin, and that's a binyanav, it's a mamatzinu to teach me that every time it says in the Torah Beged, it means either Tzemer or Pishtin. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, it doesn't matter how big the Beged is, how small the Beged is, a beged could only be mekabel tum mitzvah merupishin. There was a sheet that's Rav Shimon Elazar who said something similar to what Rabbi Shmuel said. He was talking dafka about something that's yoytzim in ha'etz, and he said that the only time a beged that's made from a material that's yoytzim in ha'etz, meaning a tree or a plant, is mekabel tum when it's shalosh al shalosh, is if it's pishtin. Abaye said he's saying Rabbi Shmuel, and the reason he's only talking about pishtin is because he's only talking about things that are yoytzim in ha'etz. If he was talking about all begadim, he would include it semer as well. But at the end of the day, he's talking about, he means Rabbi Shmuel, that even though he's talking about tumas shalosh al shalosh, punk, that's the minimum shir tumah, but it loved dafka shalosh al shalosh, even if it's shalosh al shalosh, it doesn't matter what the size is, that's always what the halacha would be. Rava argued, Rava said, no, he means dafka, a beged, that shalosh al shalosh is where you have the halacha of tamer pishtim. But if it's a bigger beged, even if it's not shalosh al shalosh, even though he's saying something similar, even if it's not tamer pishtim, even though he's saying something similar to Rabbi Shmuel saying, but at the end of the day, he's not literally shittas Rabbi Shmuel, we will abruptly stop here. I just thought it was kedai to at least conclude the complicated part of this sugya, which Be'ezus Hashem we did. Tomorrow's daf is going to pick up a little bit on this note, albeit the lighter side of it, and then we'll get back into some of the lumdis as it relates to Hadlokas Neris of Shabbos, but that will be a Metz Hashem tomorrow.